The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
And you are listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lenore, and I'm in the studio today with...
I'm your co-host, Sydney Lenore.
Excellent. That's my daughter, Sydney. LG is not available today. LG is actually involved in a charity bowling event at the Linden Lanes today from 11 to 3 p.m. For those of you that are in our listening area and want to see what LG looks like standing next to a bowling ball, he is bowling for cystic fibrosis today at a charity event, and so he'll be there. So Sydney agreed to come and help me out today. Thanks so much, Sid.
Welcome.
Anyway, we've got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking to Randy Roach today. He is an expert nutritionist. He is also a veteran trainer, but most importantly, he's a bodybuilding historian. Randy knows more about the history of bodybuilding than anyone that I know, and the guy is just a wealth of information. We're going to be speaking with him right after the first break, and we're going to be talking about the golden era of bodybuilding, when bodybuilding really came into the forefront and was popularized. And so that'll be our interview today. And I'd like to get some announcements out of the way first. Naturally, the call-in phone number, if you want to speak with Randy Roach today, is 502-571-1080, 571-1080. If you can't call in and you want to email us, you can email us at onair@superhumanradio.com. That's O-N-A-I-R, onair@superhumanradio.com. And just want to remind everybody, if you missed last week's show with Charles Staley, the e-book that we gave away, which is The Unnatural Athlete, is still available at our website. If you just go to superhumanradio.com and look right on the homepage at the bottom, you'll see a link to get this book, 217 pages. I've got numerous emails from people who received the book, read it, and said it was fabulous. The information was fantastic. They were immersed in it. They couldn't put it down for hours. So if you did not have a chance to get Charles Staley's e-book last week that we gave away, The Unnatural Athlete, it is still available for a limited time on the Superhuman Radio website. Just go to superhumanradio.com. And you will be able to, on the homepage, you'll see a link down at the bottom in a box. Just click it, and the e-book is delivered to your email inbox automatically. Anyway, I want to also announce that we have some new advertisers. I want to thank them for supporting Superhuman Radio. These are the people that make Superhuman Radio possible, because I do not sell a product like so many other talk show hosts who just talk about their own products. This is not an infomercial. I try to put together good programming that's interesting and helpful to the listeners. And these are the people who make it possible for me to be on the air. Louisville Laser Hair Removal. I want to thank Sarah Fitch for joining our advertising group. LaserMeNow.com is their website. Also, Rob Brandenburg from Brandenburg Nutrition. He's going to be introducing a new spot on our show next week for his product, Strategic Protein. Brandenburg-Nutrition.com. And then also Bulk Nutrition. They've been big supporters of the show in the past. They've given us lots of stuff to give away. They have a spot that you'll hear for the first time today also, bulknutrition.com. You can get $5 discount on a bottle of Cybation Antigen when you buy it at bulknutrition.com. You just have to enter the coupon code SUPERHUMAN at checkout, and you will get $5 off a bottle of Cybation Antigen. That brings it down to like $19 a bottle, which is ridiculously cheap. Anyway, bulknutrition.com. Use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN. Buy a bottle of Antigen and get it for less than $20. You can't beat that. Also, as I discussed last week, we do have a forum on the website now. It's still in development, but you can go and join our forum group now so that as shows start getting posted, if you want to continue to have dialogue with guests who have appeared on the show, you have questions that we didn't answer during the interview, the forum is designed so that you can continue to have dialogue after the show is over with our guests. And if you go to superhumanradio.com, look on the left-hand side, the navigation area, and you'll see all the way down at the bottom a link for forum. And you go in there and enter your screen name and email address and a couple of the items, and you're on the forum, and then you'll be able to communicate with our guests in the future. We'll start being more active on that in upcoming shows. It's up there now. Now's a good time to go ahead and get yourself listed on our forum. Anyway, so we're going to talk to Sydney now first before we bring in Randy Roach. Sydney, you have a couple announcements. What's going on at WHAS Television next week?
Well, I raised $10 at a lemonade stand, and I'm going to be on WHAS at 12 in the afternoon on Monday morning.
Because you're donating the money to
Crusade
for Children. That's right. And then you also have a challenge for other kids out there that are listening to the show, or their parents maybe can tell them about your challenge. What's your challenge?
To just go out and have a lemonade stand. And you can have more than lemonade. You can have iced tea, fruit juice.
Right.
Just anything, any kind of drink.
Right. And then what's the best time to have a lemonade stand you found?
Right when people come home from work.
Okay. And so your challenge is that you want other kids out there to have lemonade stands to raise money for Crusade for Children.
Yeah.
I think that's very noble. Very, very good. Also, now, you are involved in a couple competitive sports, aren't you?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I do ice skating.
You're a competitive ice skater, right?
And I do tennis.
Very good. But now you've been doing ice skating a lot longer than tennis,
yeah,
right? Yeah. And you have competed several times in ice skating, right?
Yeah.
And what is your level of competition right now? Is it called pre-preliminary?
Yeah.
You're pre-preliminary.
Well, right now I'm in pre-preliminary.
Okay. And you've won some competitions that you've been in?
Yeah.
And also you go to the gym with me, don't you?
Yeah.
And what do you do when you go to the gym with me?
I do cardio.
And what else do you do? What, the stairs?
Yeah.
What do? Step-ups?
Yeah, step-ups.
Yeah, yeah. And lunges? You do a lot of good stuff at the gym. You work hard. I know. I've watched you. Sydney works the whole time she's there nonstop. She's a good trainer. Anyway, Sydney's going to be here for the complete interview. While she may not be chiming in as often about some of this stuff, she's going to help me since LG is not here. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and when we come back, we will be talking to Randy Roach about the golden era of bodybuilding. Stay with us. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Radio 1080, WKJK.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com. Today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APS
MuscleBuildingMagicNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, now that's a good beat. And you're back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm listening too, right? I'm your host, Carl Lenore, and I'm in the studio today with...
And I'm your co-host, Sydney Lenore.
Very good. And we're going to be talking to Randy Roach. I just want to give the phone number out again if you have any questions today about the golden era of bodybuilding. The phone number is 502-571-1080. The email address is onair@superhumanradio.com. Randy Roach is a nutritional expert. He's a veteran trainer. The guy's got a physique that's insane. He's around my age. I think he's a year younger than me, but it's amazing. I mean, he's in such great shape. He's also a bodybuilding historian. I don't know many of them out there that actually are bodybuilding historians. And he's authoring a book that's going to be released in 2007, very, very anticipated book called Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. And we're speaking to him today from his home outside of Toronto. How you doing, Randy?
Fine. Very good today, Carl.
Welcome, welcome. Anyway, I'm kind of confused. What exactly is the golden era? What's the period? When did it start? When did it end? Or is it still going on?
Most of the guys think that the golden era started in 1965 and went to 1975. There's a lot of ages and eras. There was the golden age of weightlifting with Bob Hoffman that went from post-World War II to probably around the mid-50s or late 60s when America started to lose their place in weightlifting. And there was a couple things happening at that time. Not only was the United States falling from that position, bodybuilding was starting to emerge because it was still growing and looking for an identity at that time. And it was dominated by weightlifting. It was the weightlifting. Every time you had a bodybuilding event, it was tagged on to the NAAU. The Mr. America, the first one had a weightlifting event followed by the bodybuilding competition. But the AAU took control and regulated it, and it was always under the wing of weightlifting to the 40s and 50s, even though the shows were starting to be held separately. A lot of times at the Mr. America, they had to perform, not necessarily be weightlifters, but they had to be athletic and get athletic points, and primarily most of them were weightlifters. But by the near the end of the 1950s, bodybuilding started to break away and get its own identity. And at the same time, weightlifting was diminishing, bodybuilding was emerging, and Muscle Beach was closing down. It was coming into an era of Gold's Gym. By 1965, it's kind of the Dick Tyler West Coast scene. He was writing for the Muscle Builder at that time, between 65 and 71.
Right.
And that was a time when bodybuilding started to really, Dave Draper was starting to show up on TV, and it was starting to get actually more accepted by the public, but still looked down upon.
Because of what? Because of the vanity factor?
Well, they didn't know what it was. See, what are these guys? Yeah, vanity. Why are these guys shaving their bodies? Why are they oiling up? Why do they want to be so big in the first place? Even Terry Rader and Bob Hoffman, who ran York and was, basically running American Weightlifting, and Perry Rader, which probably ran the most diplomatic magazine through the 20th century, these guys, too, didn't really like the notion of just building muscle for size sake.
Right,
they wanted
right.
the muscles to do something.
But the problem with that was that early on in weightlifting was more of a carny sideshow type thing. I remember as a kid, I grew up in Brooklyn, and we used to go to, Atlantic Beach in New Jersey. We used to go to Coney Island. They always had these guys on the weekend that would come in and hoist heavy weights, and people would stand around and applaud. And it was more like a sideshow back then, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, that goes back to the turn of the century in vaudeville, because there was always the strongman performers. But the problem with the strongman performers and professional strength men, that nobody trusted what they were saying. And so everybody was a world champion. Everybody lifted this and that.
Uh-huh.
That's why amateur bodybuilding weightlifting got started, because they wanted credibility. They wanted rules and regulations. And it got started that way in Europe and getting international. And finally, in the weightlifting in America was a little late getting started, because they were doing well with the vaudeville shows, Sandow, and then later others such as even the Mighty Adam was one of the last ones in the 30s. But amateur weightlifting had to get more credible in terms of what they were lifting. And with the AAU and amateurs, weightlifting did get to be a serious sport.
Who's that? What was the name you just mentioned, the Mighty who?
The Mighty Adam, Joseph L. Greenstein, probably one of the premier physical culturists of the 20th century, amazing guy. He wasn't a weightlifter. He had that mind over muscle thing going. He actually held back an airplane with his hair in 1927. Yeah, he got so disfigured temporarily that they hid his face from the public until it went back into place, because
it stretched his skin.
It looked terrible. So
you
had to hide
as a kid growing up in Brooklyn and being Italian, there were a couple names that were always thrown at me by my father that were exemplary of strength. One of them was a boxer named Primo Carnero, who was a huge man, but wasn't really a very good boxer, but because of his size, he was able to dominate a lot of people in the ring. The other guy was Charles Atlas, who we knew as Charles Siciliano, because that was his real name. His last name was Siciliano. Where did Charles Atlas fall into all this back then? Because a lot of this stuff started on the East Coast, didn't it? The New Jersey, New England states area.
Yeah, Bernard McFadden, he ran the first big bodybuilding show in North America. Sandow ran the first great competition in 1901. McFadden ran it in 1903 in Madison Square Garden. Interestingly, the cash award was $1,000, which remained the same rate until about in the 70s, and Mr. Olympia was still only receiving $1,000.
That's a shame.
But in 1921, I got to get these years correct, 21 or 22, Atlas entered another one of McFadden's best built men competitions, and I think McFadden just declared him winner just by looking at him and gave him the check right in his office.
Yeah, the guy was
He did
amazing.
2 years in a row.
Yeah.
But he had started the dynamic tension, but he got that from McFadden, and I believe there's another gentleman was with the Weeders. His name's escaping me right now. He was instrumental in starting that dynamic tension that actually resurfaced again later in isometrics in the late 50s and early 60s
right.
in New York.
Right.
But that's why Atlas, everybody remembers the comic, the comics and kicking sand in the face and inspiring everybody to lift weights. Right,
right. right. I remember those comic books very well as a kid. I mean, it was always on the back page, the little skinny guy getting sand kicked in his face at the beach, and then they had a little picture of him exercising, and then he would come back and beat the bully, So he carried the girl off, and the bully was sitting on his rear end in the sand like he had gotten knocked down. So I remember this very well.
So, I think all of us did.
So, okay, so in the 60s, bodybuilding starts to break away and become its own real entity then.
Right. Yeah, the Weeders have to be credited for a lot of this, because they fought with the Weeders and Bob Hoffman. They were at each other from the 1940s through the 50s. It was really ugly, too, what they would do and then say in the magazines. But Weeder was a pure bodybuilder, where Hoffman really didn't care about bodybuilding. He loved weightlifting. He just wanted to control the bodybuilding. He liked the commodities of bodybuilding because they were very marketable in terms of the supplements that came along and such. But it was Weeder, Ben and Joe Weeder, who started the IFBB back in the 1940s, and it kind of laid dormant for several years, actually into the late 50s, And then it started to come alive because a lot of people weren't liking the judging of the AAU, and they were starting to come over to Weider. And so his competitions were starting to get more credibility. And Weider starts the Mr. Olympia in 1965. Now, that's the premier title of today still after 40 years.
Right.
So Larry Scott won the first Mr. Olympia. He's a good-looking blonde guy. Dave Draper, these guys, even though Draper was from New Jersey and never grew up on the beach, he was promoted and marketed in Weider's magazines as a typical California beach guy, and he looked great. He was huge, always drinking Weider supplements and stuff like that. And he was starting to show up on TV, the Beverly Hillbillies, the Monkees, and a motion picture don't make waves. And it was the 60s was an entirely different decade for everybody. It was a very liberating decade. It was different. It's breaking away of that conservative 1950s. So it was everything. TV was coming more prominent. It was the communications and the media were opening up that everything, the world was becoming smaller, and bodybuilding was part of it. And it just started to get an identity. And a lot of the guys who lived that age, grew up in that age, are still very alive and healthy today. And they are actually in positions of power in the industry, and through their nostalgia, they've kind of created the golden era, where you talk to some guys, even like Don Holworth, he doesn't see it that way, because he says, in the 60s, even in California, he was frowned upon, looked down upon by many. But to a lot of the guys, it was a special era. They classify him from 65 to 75. Personally, I don't see it there. I don't see that as the golden age, because a lot of the old-timers feel that was the era that bodybuilding fell.
Why do they feel it fell?
Because that was the era that ended natural bodybuilding.
Drugs came into play then.
Drugs were starting to take over. Dick Tyler, even Dick will tell you too, he says that his real golden era was in the 40s, because that's when he grew up in the bodybuilding. But right. He was active in the scene, writing for Muscle Builder. So at that time, it was a great era. But I say the real era was from 1960 to 1970. I call that a classic era because I think that was a real transitional decade where bodybuilding at the beginning of that decade, bodybuilders were natural. Steroids were just coming in. By the end of the decade, it was no longer natural. But through that 10 years, there was a lot of great bodybuilding that I call classic bodybuilding because a lot of naturals were doing everything they possibly could to compete with the guys who decided they were going to take the drugs. And there were various stages of divergence. Some guys would just take a little bit. Some guys would say, I'm not taking anything, they're leaving the sport. Other guys will say, I'll take whatever I have to win. So, but in that period of time, there was some classic stuff going on. There was some great innovative thinking, training, supplementation, eating. And these guys are building great physiques. And also, because of the media, growing media, and the increase in television coverage, the movies, the muscle flicks, more and more and more and more young guys are getting into the field.
Right.
And that was expanding the genetics.
And that's when I was exposed to it. I'm sure that's when you really started to see it as well.
We brought in this big influx of guys, and with that, more genetic potential. And we were actually getting some bigger, better athletes. They weren't all just guys who had sand kicked in their face, scrawny guys who wanted to pick up weights and build their muscles.
Right.
Some of these guys were great world-class athletes coming into the field and wondering why they're so far ahead of everybody else. Oh, they must be on drugs. Well, no, not necessarily. They have great genetics,
and they have
a great physiology, and they build muscle quite easily. And plus steroids were there. Things were getting really blurry at that time.
And let's hold that for this. We're going to go into a commercial break here, and let's hold that. We'll pick that up in a second. We're talking today to Randy Roach about the golden era of bodybuilding. He is going to be publishing a book next year called Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, and we'll be right back to discuss this with him more.
Radio 1080 WKJK.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress.
stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
And you're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm Carl Lenore.
And I'm Sydney Lenore.
And we're talking today with Randy Roach. He is a bodybuilding historian, and he is in the process of publishing a book called Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. We're talking to him today from his home outside of Toronto. Randy, what's the website for the book?
MuscleSmokeAndMirrors.com. It's a long one, but
but it's easy to remember, obviously.
Yeah, it's just it's if you type it in, I myself always type it in wrong.
So at that point in time when drugs came on the scene, there were bodybuilders that were staying natural, and they were finding unique ways to accomplish the same type of muscle development. Obviously, you've told me some stories in our conversations in the past. There's some stuff that was really amazing going on at that time, wasn't there?
Yeah, we're taking a segment of time and really lifting out of its context, because it is a significant segment of time. But when you got to follow it through the entire progression of the sport, because it goes through some waves. Everybody was basically natural, and at the time of the mid '60s, the drugs were in. But a lot of guys, like Gironda, would never take steroids. He looked for every natural way to get around it. Where to some of the younger guys, it was like, well, it's not a big deal. You know, they're here. We don't know what they are. But
it was also a time where the drug culture came in, and drugs were accepted in general at that point in time. I mean, it was almost a cultural statement to be doing some sort of drugs at that point in time.
Oh, for sure.
Recreationally, I mean.
The thing with the steroids back then, you're right. The environment and the culture of the '60s was ripe for that type of thing. You know, what's a little pink or blue pill going to do?
Right.
You know, everything else, we're injecting everything else to give us mind-altering experience. But the bodybuilders, some of them were York guys. They didn't accept it. These guys were, at a time, trained big. They thought big. They ate big. They look at this little pill and say, what's this going to do? And some of them, it took a while before they realized it was the pill. Because these guys never looked at bodybuilding or nutrition at a biochemical level. They just never thought that way. Gironda and Blair were more so in that area, but The rest of the guys, they just ate. Everything was, they thought the whole process was big. And by the time they realized, you know, how extensive the dangers could be, they didn't care anymore. The desire to win just overshadowed that, and they went for it. But in the meantime, natural bodybuilding was given away to this type of training. But a lot of these guys, if they had the good genetics and they were willing to listen to guys like Duranda and Blair, they were going to do very well. Dan Mackey, he went on to the professional Western Mr. America, and he was totally natural. And he said these guys, because of that era, like you're talking about, they started thinking more deeply, more in terms of mind-muscle connection.
Right.
And he said, this aspect of the sport is gone. He said, you just don't see it anymore. But you even asked Don Holworth, you know, he said, he doesn't know how these kids can put the headphones on, blast the music in the ears. He goes, how can you listen to music and the muscle at the same time? So this is an aspect of the sport that Mackey feels is lost. He wants to write about it. I talk about it in the book and touch upon it, because it was a debate of bodybuilding, objective or subjective. We know that judging the sport is very subjective, but everybody thinks that the actual training is objective, structured, but it can be very subjective and a cross between the two. So just how much of it is instinctive, how much of it is actually structured, right?
Right, right.
It's an argument and debate, and it gets philosophical, and you can see at a time in the 60s how that type of debate and thinking could open up, and that's what they were doing. Into the 70s, even they say the golden era went to the mid-70s, but I don't see that at all. But the 70s, the sport was turned over to steroids. Of course, they weren't taking anything like they're taking today.
Yeah, right. Back then, they were taking 10, 20 milligrams of Dianabol a day, and that was a big deal back then.
Well, a lot of them were taking more than that.
Were they?
Yeah, when we were in the 70s, they were taking more than that. Some of them weren't, but, I mean, a lot of them were getting a lot more daring. Dr. T. Pasquale can tell you what he witnessed as a competitor, what he saw guys do. You know, they just shocked them.
Right.
Just shocked them. I mean, he was a physician, right?
Right.
Watching these guys, some of them do things to themselves. And, you know, that's why a lot of the reason he went out to write about this is keep these guys from killing themselves.
Right, right. But now, some of the things that the natural guys were doing, I mean, you've told me stories about people who drank whole cream and 8 pounds of beef every day, and they were making gains with those approaches, weren't they?
Yeah, these guys had a huge respect for food. Duranda, like Blair and Duranda, were the two key guys of it. I cover them in detail because, again, the underlying theme of this book is the nutritional legacy of bodybuilding, and I go right from Sandow, even before that, and all the outside forces that affected this. And Blair and Duranda, from within bodybuilding in those 50s and 60s and 70s. They were the prominent players because of their knowledge. They read all the outside material that was available. They just didn't, you know, snap their fingers and take it out of the top of their head. It wasn't all trial and error. Some of it was trial and error, but they were well-read. But they were different, where Blair was really supplement-orientated, and you'll see that in the 50s, where Duranda had a bigger respect for real natural foods, and he was a raw food eater in many senses.
He was a raw food eater.
Not everything, but he did it. Definitely both of them were strong advocates of raw dairy. They would not do pasteurized dairy. Raw cream. Most people don't realize the immunogrowth factors in fat. They just think fat's fat. But fat is all full of healthy constituents that most people don't have a clue about. Duranda and Blair did. And Duranda would also do raw meat. He would do steak tartare, but he would eat cooked as well. But they had a respect for real food, and they knew building the blood. It was so they didn't eat fish and chicken unless they wanted to take fat off. But to build, most of these guys wouldn't even look at fish or chicken. They
and these guys are healthy. The ones that are alive, they're still healthy today, these guys, right?
Yeah. Don Holworth is still eating. He's not eating the amounts he was back then. But a lot of these guys are still taking their desiccated liver. They're big believers in
these. I remember desiccated liver. When I was a kid, I remember going into a pharmacy and asking them for desiccated liver because I had read an article as a kid about the muscle-building effects of desiccated liver. I'll never forget that. I forgot about it until you just said it just now.
They got started with 51, an Ershoff study where they tried to drown the little rats there, and they kept swimming when they were on desiccated liver. So that kind of the bodybuilders caught on to that. But Duranda used them in a kind of a strategic manner to keep feeding the amino acids and the iron and the there's all sorts of things, folic acid, zinc in liver that they still don't even know all the things that are in there. But it stayed a favorite for those guys from the 60s. They haven't bought into a lot of the newer supplements. Some have, but they still stick with those old mainstays that I call second-tier bodybuilding supplementation that came out of Chicago. A lot of it came out of Chicago.
Now, you did a lot of interviewing for this book. I know that you said that literally this book could be in the hundreds of thousands of pages if you were to try to include everything in there, right?
This book right now, my biggest fear is it is at approaching 1,000 pages, and there's not much material that I would want to take out.
Well, couldn't you do it in, what do they call that? Not editions, but...
I've been told, a couple of people suggested that. I don't know why. I'm just not feeling led to do that. The project to me in my mind seems to be one book, no matter how big it is. It's got such a scope that because it really does span a couple hundred years, heavily from the turn of the century, and it is covering you can't cover the nutritional legacy without covering bodybuilding. You can't cover the history of bodybuilding without covering the history of the Iron Game. So you got to go back into weightlifting because it came out of physical culture. And then you have to see the outside players that were affecting physical culture. And it goes back. There's a lot to cover, and especially in the rise of nutrition and what happened to our food over the 20th century. Most people don't have a clue as to what happened to our food supply and the rise of supplementation. Technology did all sorts of things, good things, bad things. But where we are and how we got today, it's got a broad scope. I have been told by some Dr. Kayla Daniels, who wrote the book, The Whole Soy Story. She read the article because it was first I was asked to do this as an article almost 5 years ago now for the Weston Price Quarterly Magazine. And she said that I have a much bigger audience than what I think. She said my title sucks, and I had to change my title. At that time, it was just The History of Nutrition and Bodybuilding.
Right.
That's what it was.
Right.
But that's when I thought, okay, well, I'm going to broaden the scope because it really needs that supporting cast of parallel histories to give it its meat. But it is really a smoke and mirror industry. It is entirely a smoke and mirror industry going back 100 years and to come up the name Muscle Smoke and Mirrors.
We're gonna take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you a couple questions about Arnold.
Because
obviously he's a pivotal point in that era as well. We're talking today with Randy Roach. He is the author of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. This is a much-anticipated book. We hope that it's going to come out next year. We're speaking to him today from his home outside of Toronto. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Radio 1080.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse. CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Sissies may want to stop listening now. now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm Carl Lenore.
And I'm Sydney Lenore.
And we're talking today with Randy Roach about his upcoming book, Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. And we're speaking to him today from his home outside of Toronto. So, Randy, Arnold, was he picked or did he just rise to the occasion? Did he just have the personality to be the person to actually push bodybuilding out into the forefront the way it did?
I'd say it had a little bit of one aspect and a lot of the other. I think it had a little bit of picked, but you can't take away from Schwarzenegger what he's done in his career. He's a very smart guy, extremely driven and motivated. And he came along at a time when bodybuilding and the weeders, most people don't understand the changes that were taking place beneath the surface in bodybuilding between the late 60s and early into the 1980s.
In a summary, what were those changes?
Politics.
Oh,
who was controlling the sport? There was a transfer of power that most people, the ones who were there at the time and were experienced it, they still remember it, but for most people, they don't understand what was actually transpiring, how the weeders were able to finally take control of the sport. And that it was a process of time that happened. And Arnold, he was significant because what helped the weeders as well was the fact that Dave Draper started to basically smooth over with the public bodybuilding. He looked good, you know.
The guy was handsome. I mean,
yeah,
movie star qualities with a fantastic physique.
That's right. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger came along. Even though he couldn't speak English, he had this charisma, and he got away with a lot of stuff. But he was—he just had a great physique as well. In terms of, he was one of the guys who could match Sergio Olive. Sergio was huge.
Yeah, Sergio had a fantastic physique also. He had an amazingly small waist.
Incredibly small. It was ridiculous, actually. Yeah. But Schwarzenegger had this great upper body that exploded on stage, and he was a competitor, and he knew how to get into Sergio's head. And that was what put him ahead. But then Weider knew he had a commodity here. And this is no secret. Even Rick Wayne writes about it. Back in that time, they knew with a black bodybuilder, it wasn't as marketable on the cover of a magazine as a white bodybuilder.
Right.
And as good as Sergio was, Arnold was great in terms of he was what Weider was looking for. And,
right.
And Arnold was smart. He wasn't just a bodybuilder. He was a businessman as well.
Right.
And I can't repeat on the air what Arnold said when he accepted his $1,973,000 check, but it inspired Arnold to really go on and try to bring in better money. And Wayne D'Amelio was very instrumental in this happening.
Now, when you say you can't say it, is it because you know and you won't say, or you don't know what he said?
No, you'll beat me out.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
It's this reaction to the amount of money, all the hard work he did.
Yeah,
I
got
you. All those guys, and you're handed $1,000 at the time when these... In the 1970s, we saw a lot of the athletes break away, too, to become real celebrities.
Right.
And the big money started coming in. And bodybuilding, Arnold wanted that to be part of, bodybuilding to be part of that as well.
Did you get to interview him for the book?
No, it's to get through to him. I wanted to talk to his people to see if I was okay to use his From Samson Through Schwarzenegger on the book cover. And I know his name's public domain as a governor, but to get Arnold on the air at this stage of the game, it would be quite difficult to do that. I've got almost everybody else. Like Bill Perot was instrumental. He 4 years ago, and he gave me the time and said, "Use my name to get into Larry Scott and Frank Zane and all those guys, Don Holworth." And the people are on my website. I can't remember them all, and some they've been excellent in allowing me access so much. Ron Kossoff. Some of these guys I've spoken to, it's better to say days as opposed to hours.
Really?
Because to get real historians such as like John Farrar and those guys, they'll rely a lot on the written record. And because they say it was recorded at the time, and that's true, but you don't know. You know the bodybuilding magazines. You know the industry. It is a smoke and mirror industry, and how accurate is what was recorded back then?
Right.
It's good to talk to the guys as well. Yes, their memories are questionable at times, but they really do expand the context.
Yeah, the critical facts they remember.
Yeah, because Iron Man. If you're going to use the magazines, you got to zero in on Iron Man because it really was, by majority view, the most democratic magazine.
Right.
And Perry Rader had the most credibility. He was really just trying to report. He was actually a godsend to the industry and for the sport and for it to write about it, because if you had to rely on the muscle builder and York fighting each other, it was so bloody biased either way. You're going to get some truth, but it's really going to be skewed.
Right.
Where Rader really tried to tell what was happening through the years. So I really relied heavily on Iron Man magazine, looking at the other ones for peripheral help as well. But
right.
Then reading the books I wrote, and then talking to the guys. I talked to Terry Robinson. He's 90 years old.
Is that right?
He's still training people out on the West Coast. He was the guy who inspired Dan Lurie back in the 30s.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, these guys have given me their time, and Dan Lurie has given me lots of his time, and I've always been interested in the sport and read a lot, so I had some background. But it is a great story, especially with the nutrition, because there was a lot of cutting edge, and there was a lot of knowledge in nutrition early in the century that's been lost. I wouldn't say it's not lost. It has really been pushed aside.
Dormant,
and buried.
Right.
And we need to bring that knowledge back, or we're going to be in big trouble, because our food supply, the way it is now, is not really good. So, but you'll find I tell how that happened and how bodybuilding was part of that story.
Is that right?
Because nutrition is a big part of you. Like guys like Duranda, he'd say it's 85-95% of the game. Now, I don't think Vince really thought it was 95, because you don't throw somebody out of your gym doing an exercise wrong if you think the exercise was only 5% of the muscle building equation.
Right.
So I think intrinsically he believed that exercise had more value than that. And it does. But nutrition, if you're not healthy, if you don't have a healthy physiology, you're not going to build muscle. So there aren't any muscle-building foods that are going to help you. You
right.
have to be healthy, and the only way you can do that is to eat healthy and eat healthy foods. And, yes, our soils have been trashed and depleted, and supplements going to have to come into play. So, but it's interesting to see. This goes back. The knowledge goes back 100 years to see the outside players.
Wow.
And how they rose up, and how our medical field got into the situation it is today, a very as Morrow himself would say, a very reactionary system.
When, so you anticipate the book being on shelves when in 2007?
I'd love to get it out early in 2007, the first 3 months. I think, like, as I told you earlier, Carl, I think my biggest issue now is the size of it. Do I put out a 700-800-page book, or do I try to redo it all into two or three different books? I think the story really has power and energy together the way it is, because, like I said, when I first started doing it, it was just an article on the history of nutrition, but I really found it needs its supporting cast. It needs to know the industry, the bodybuilding itself, the iron game, all those players. It makes it a powerful story, even the training philosophies differing and such. So it's got a broad scope. I get into the training and help, you know, weightlifting, and a lot of those athletes were competing in both weightlifting and bodybuilding.
Yeah, I noticed
could.
That back then. I know.
And then the powerlifting, how it had to muscle its way in just like bodybuilding did, because the weightlifters, they didn't like these other factions breaking out because it diminished weightlifting. It took
right.
away from their pool of talent.
Right.
Because now they're going to go out to do bodybuilding or powerlifting, and Bob Hoffman was watching his golden age of weightlifting drift away on
disintegrate in front of his eyes.
And we watch the rise of modern bodybuilding. We
That's
call
amazing.
It classic.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting apsnutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaheLer.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who, disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
And we are back for another episode of Superhuman Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lenore. I'm in the studio with my buddy, L.G. Dupree. How you doing, L.G.?
It's the St. Paddy's Day edition, brother.
Yeah, that's right. No, I passed on St. Paddy's Day. I didn't celebrate.
Last night I was L.G. Omic Dupree.
Oh, okay. Lots of green beer, I would imagine, huh?
Green beer, green... I saw a lot of green underwear last night.
I was going to say, any green girls?
Oh, yeah. I had to host a thing at the Phoenix Hill, the Miss St. Paddy's Day contest. So, you know, these Fridays are going to be the death of me. But I had a good time. It was great.
Great. Well, listen, we've got a really exciting show today. First of all, this is a show first. This is the first time that both of our guests are pre-recorded.
Okay.
The first segment, we've got Dr. Michael Murray on the show, and we're talking about a vitamin called methyl B12, which is as effective as injectable B12.
Uh-huh.
He was going to be live, but he coaches his son's Little League team, so we had to pre-record the interview during the week. The second segment, we're going to be doing a Superhuman Radio exclusive. We're going to be breaking the news about a potentially new supplement from Nigeria that has the ability to elevate testosterone levels up to 600%.
Wow.
Yeah, this is huge. This is
so,
really huge.
Like, is that going to be a sexual thing, too?
Well, actually, not to give everything away, that's right. How it started in Nigeria. It was a natural erectile dysfunction remedy. And we're going to be talking to Toyin Yakubu, who is a PhD student at the University of Ilorin in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And he researched it and found out that the way it works is that it elevates testosterone. So that's very exciting to us in the fitness and strength community.
Cool. Did you get us some samples, Carl?
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay.
I got a couple shout-outs I want to make. First of all, I want to obviously announce our website is superhumanradio.com. We do have podcasting now, so if you want to listen to the show on the run, you can. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Steve Stuckey. He's the safety director over at TMG Construction. You better be listening, Steve, okay? I said I'd give you a shout-out, and now I did. Also, I want to give my daughter, Sydney Lenore, congratulations. Sydney, my daughter's 8 years old. She's at a regional figure skating competition today. She just took second-place silver medal compulsory pre-preliminary. This is a regional event. Kids come from all over the region. She's 8 years old. The kids she was skating against were 10, and she took second place. I'm real proud of you, Sid. I love you, baby.
Good job, girl.
And last but not least, I got a pet peeve I want to get out, and I'm going to be real brief about it. For those of you who smoke cigarettes, if you are in a car and you have a child in the back seat of that car, and you are smoking a cigarette, and I see you, I'm going to run my car into yours.
Nice.
Yeah, I this has been going on way too long. I've been noticing this now a lot more lately. It's like, you know what? Opening the window isn't enough. Don't smoke in the car while you have a child in the back seat. Have the decency to kill yourself and don't affect the child.
Right, because you're going to make your child stink, and then plus they're smoking with you.
That's right.
Sitting back there.
That's right. All right, we're going to get right into it now. We're going to start off with our first interview about methyl B12. We're going to be talking to Dr. Michael T. Murray. He is widely regarded as one of the world's leading authorities on natural medicine. He's a graduate of Bastyr University in Seattle, Washington, and he's the author of over 20 books, including the best-selling Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. Dr. Murray has been instrumental in bringing many safe and effective natural products to North America, including ginkgo biloba and glucosamine sulfate. He was one of the founders that brought, one of the people that actually brought it into the United States. He also is director of product development at for Natural Factors Nutrition Products. And I spoke to him at his home in Seattle, Washington, about methyl B12. If you go ahead and run track number one.
I'd like to welcome Dr. Michael Murray to the show.
Well, it's my pleasure, Carl.
We're going to be talking a little bit about a vitamin, methyl B12, and I actually learned about it from some of the articles that you had written on the Internet. And why don't you explain to our listeners, first of all, what methyl B12 and how it is and how it's different from the traditional B12 vitamin that they may buy at their store?
Well, vitamin B12 is one of the essential nutrients that our body needs to function properly, and it's especially important in the manufacture of certain brain chemicals and compounds for our nerves. Vitamin B12 as a supplement is available in several different forms, such as cyanocobalamin or hydroxycobalamin. These forms have to be methylated in order to be active, and that means that the vitamin B12 has to have a methyl group attached to it. That's a small carbon molecule. And the problem with those other forms is that many people, as they get older especially, have a problem converting those to the most active form of vitamin B12, which is methylcobalamin. So providing the vitamin B12 in the methylcobalamin form is providing it in its most active form.
So it can be utilized by the body in that form. It doesn't have to be converted, in other words.
Right.
Okay.
And they've done studies where they've looked at the efficacy of methylcobalamin compared to the others, and it's very much more active than the other forms.
What are some of the symptoms of a B12 deficiency, especially, you know, our audience is made up of hard training athletes, bodybuilders, powerlifters, athletes of different disciplines, and obviously they may be supplementing, but maybe not getting enough of certain vitamins. What are some of the symptoms that they should watch out for that would indicate a potential B12 deficiency?
Well, first off, vitamin B12 is a nutrient that's involved in not only nerve and brain function, but also in the formation of red blood cells. So, anemia can be the result of a vitamin B12 deficiency, and anemia can include symptoms such as shortness of breath, just not getting enough oxygen to the tissues, fatigue. Other things that we typically see within a vitamin B12 deficiency is a lot of neuropathy or problems with the nerves. Tingling sensations in the hands and feet might be related to a vitamin B12. Loss of sensory function. They're just not being able to feel. The sense of touch is going to be distorted. So it's a very critical nutrient for the brain, for the nerves, and also for our red blood cells.
Are there certain classes of people who are at greater risk for a B12 deficiency?
Well, vegetarians would be one, and also there are people that lack the factor in the intestinal tract that can effectively bind vitamin B12, and this leads to what's known as pernicious anemia. Typically as people get older, they don't absorb B12 as well as they should, and so, elderly subjects are often low in vitamin B12, which can be a problem because chronic low levels of vitamin B12 is linked to Alzheimer's disease. It's been shown to carry with it an increased risk for certain cancers. So, it's very important to make sure you're getting enough of this important nutrient.
That's the fact that everybody thinks it.
Okay, we're going to break for some commercials, and then we're going to come back and we're going to finish up the interview with Dr. Michael Murray. We'll be right back with you.
Radio 1080 WKJK.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, at Primordial Performance comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is
here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
And we're back. And we're going to continue the pre-recorded interview with Dr. Michael Murray about vitamin B12. And if you go ahead and hit track number 2, Kevin.
In the respect to Alzheimer's disease, dementia, these types of problems, is it adequate to just begin using a product like methyl B12, especially if the older adults tend not to convert B12 to the active form of methyl B12 because of the lack of certain enzymes and such? Is it adequate? Is there a reversal, any indication that there's a reversal or even a cessation of progressing the disease once they start supplementing?
Alzheimer's disease is tough because what's happening is you get the formation of these, they're called neurofibrillary tangles, more or less like scars on the brain. And once these things have formed, it's pretty much difficult to reverse it. But vitamin B12 supplementation has been shown to improve mental function in many people that are suffering from cognitive dysfunction. Their brain's not just working up to par. We see it used a lot, this form of vitamin B12, in the treatment of what's known as sleep-wake disturbances. And this type of disturbance is very common in the elderly. You know, what's happening is that vitamin B12 is very important in kind of the timing of the secretion of melatonin. Melatonin is a neurotransmitter that puts us to sleep. It also controls the normal daily rhythm of hormone secretion. Well, what happens is people get older, if they're low in vitamin B12 especially, they'll have no trouble going to sleep during the day, maybe watching TV or something, but then at night, boy, they have a tough time sleeping through the night. So their melatonin rhythm is all disturbed. Giving these subjects 3 milligrams of methylcobalamin or methyl B12 in the morning has been shown to lead to restoration of a normal sleep cycle. So they're able to stay awake during the day, and they're able to sleep through the night. And in these studies, they showed significant improvement in cognitive function. So these people had their brains working better. So, yes, vitamin B12 can be very effective in improving brain function. In the past, for treating vitamin B12 deficiency, we felt that the only thing that would really effectively raise the B12 levels was giving it via injection.
Right.
But over the last 10 years or so, there have been numerous studies showing that that if you take a high enough dose orally, you can produce the same sort of results that were achieved previously with injection.
So, and that was one of my questions, that comparing the methyl B12 sublingual, which is seems to be available on the internet, mm-hmm. at a variety of good websites out there, in comparison to injectable B12? Are they similar, or is injectable B12 still the king when it comes to B12 supplementation?
Well, I don't think so. I think taking these sublingual tablets is preferred. You don't have to see a doctor. You don't have to suffer the slight pain of an injection and the hassle of getting an injection. I mean, they've taken people with severe pernicious anemia, and they've given them oral B12, and they were able to produce as good a result as what they were able to achieve via injection. So I don't really see a need for injectable B12 anymore.
Now, when you refer to oral B12, are we talking about methyl B12, or are we talking about just the store-bought, over-the-counter oral?
Well, I would recommend using the methylcobalamin. I think vegetarians should just, on a daily basis, take 1,000 milligrams of methylcobalamin. Other indications, low levels of B12 have been linked to low sperm counts. So if someone's needing to raise their sperm counts, I would, again, use the oral form of the methylcobalamin. Methylcobalamin has been shown to be helpful for this sleep-wake disorder that I talked about earlier.
If
someone is showing some signs of senility, definitely get them on a good nutritional program, and I would include methylcobalamin in that application. And then tinnitus or ringing in the ears has been linked to low levels of B12, so there's another application.
You know, there's another question that's on my mind. I've also received some emails about this. There's a large audience of bodybuilders that listen to the show,
mm-hmm.
and the word methyl quite often is taboo because of hepatic stress related to methylated androgens.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about methyl B12, is this the same methylation that we're talking about when we talk about how they add a methyl group to a hormone to keep the liver from degrading it?
Well, yes. There's certain processes that vitamin B12, folic acid, vitamin B6 are involved in, and these are methylation reactions. And what that means is that these vitamins, they attach a methyl group to activate certain brain chemicals. They're also activating certain compounds in the formation of DNA, and also in helping our body get rid of certain toxic chemicals. So vitamin B12 is involved in these methylation reactions, and the methylcobalamin form, since it already has that methyl group attached to it, is therefore the most active of the B12s.
Okay. And are there any synergistic supplements that should be taken in conjunction with methyl B12? I know that folate works in conjunction with B12. Anything that you suggest to also add as an additional supplement when taking this type of product?
Well, I think it's important for everyone to be on a good high-potency multiple vitamin and mineral formula, one that provides optimum levels of both vitamins and minerals, and that serves as kind of a good nutritional insurance policy. And then when they have specific needs or higher needs for certain nutrients, like what we've been talking about for methylcobalamin, then they can look to those types of products to provide the extra support that they're looking for.
Because I saw a methyl folate when I was doing my research,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking, well, maybe that's something, instead of taking a regular folate supplement, mm-hmm. maybe a methyl folate in conjunction with the methyl B12 would be a suitable synergistic vitamin protocol. I didn't know if they...
B6, folic acid, vitamin C, they all work very closely together, and studies have shown that you'll get better results in lowering a compound called homocysteine, which has been linked to heart disease and Alzheimer's disease and certain cancers, if you use a combination of these nutrients versus any single one.
Are there people out there that are non-responders to the methyl B12?
Well, I would say no, because it's a little different when you're using it at these higher dosages. and you take it as a sublingual tablet, you kind of bypass the intestinal absorption, and the B12 gets in through the process of diffusion. So there's no requirement of a carrier molecule or active transport into the system. It just kind of diffuses into the system, and that's just a process that's going to occur in everyone. So everyone will absorb it and utilize it because it's in a utilizable form.
What about timing? When should someone take a supplement like methyl B12?
Well, I think the best results are to take it the first thing in the morning. I mentioned the studies with elderly subjects with sleep-wake disorders. They found the best results were achieved when they had the subjects take the methylcobalamin the first thing in the morning.
And so is it not advised to take it late in the day? Because I know B12 has always been associated with increasing energy levels.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So is it possible that it would have an excitatory effect if it was taken too close to bedtime?
It's possible because one of the things it's doing is it's kind of delaying the secretion of melatonin. So it's possible that if you did take it later at night, it might disrupt the secretion of melatonin, and you may have a more difficult time of getting to sleep. But,
so now I understand how it normalizes sleep-wake cycles.
Yeah.
Okay, very good, very good. So tell me, now you have a new book out, is that correct?
Yes, so my latest book is The Encyclopedia of Healing Foods. It's a 900-page reference book on everything and anything you'd ever want to know about food, and it's available wherever books are sold. I'd also refer people to my website. It's www.drmurray.com, and doctor spelled all the way out, so it's drmurray.com, and it's full of a lot of free information and guidelines on how to utilize natural products and get the best results from vitamins, minerals, herbal products, and more.
Excellent. How much is the book?
I got it right here. It's a nearly 1,000-page reference book, and it's $39.95
okay.
In hardback, $24.95 in paperback.
Can they buy that on your website also?
Yeah.
Excellent,
yeah.
Excellent. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh,
and,
my pleasure.
I hope you will consider doing the show again sometime when we find other interesting information that you've got out there on the web.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dr. Murray.
You bet.
And that was Dr. Michael T. Murray speaking about methyl B12. And as you can see, it's as effective as injectable B12. For those of you who are considering injectable B12, you may want to look on the Internet. There's quite a few good brands out there of methyl B12. We're going to go to a break now. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Toyin Yakubu of the University of Ilorin in Nigeria. So come on back.
Radio 1080, WKJK.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com. Today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 1-4936 wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent
you. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Those of you listening, you can consider yourself superhumans. Okay, we've got a really exciting interview going to happen right now. This is a Superhuman Radio exclusive. I had the opportunity to interview Toyin Yakubu, who is a PhD student at the University of Ilorin in Ilorin, Nigeria. And he recently had a scientific paper published in December in the Asian Journal of Andrology detailing his studies on an extract used in Nigeria as a natural treatment for erectile dysfunction. What he discovered is that the extract elevates natural testosterone levels in a dose-dependent manner up to 600%. This is very, very exciting. This is not something that's available currently here in the United States, but I hope that people who are listening in the supplement industry will research it and perhaps bring it here. I spoke to him at his lab at the University of Ilorin, so the interview is pre-recorded. So we can go ahead and run track number three, Kevin.
Hello, Toyin. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hello, Carl. Thank you very much.
So first of all, for our listeners, Toyin, why don't you tell them a little bit about your area of study at the University of Ilorin?
Yeah. My area of study at the University of Ilorin is biochemical toxicology with emphasis on medicinal plants that has aphrodisiac properties used locally within the country here.
Okay. And now, why don't you talk a little bit about your recent scientific paper that was published in the Asian Journal of Andrology?
Okay, my recent paper that was published in Asian Journal of Andrology has to do with exploring the potential, the aphrodisiac potential of one of the plants which is commonly used around here to manage sexual dysfunction problems, most especially erectile dysfunction. The plant is Fadugia agrestis, and I tried as much as possible to try to lend scientific credence to the aphrodisiac potentials of Fadugia agrestis stem, and found out that this plant is indeed possesses aphrodisiac properties and that is capable of increasing serum testosterone concentration. for the 5-day period monitored.
Okay. Now, how long has Fadogia agrestis been used in Nigeria as a treatment, a natural treatment for erectile dysfunction?
Well, it has been used for several years. I just piqued interest of recent when I had to do a PhD study.
And is this a plant or a botanical? Is it a bush? Is it a shrub? What exactly is it?
It's exactly a shrub with about 1 to 3 feet tall.
And does it grow wild in the surrounding areas there in Nigeria?
It is found in the northern part of the country.
In the northern part of the country?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of preparation did you have to use in order to extract the active ingredients from the Fadogia?
Well, the preparation I had to use basically was to get the plant sun dry, was to get the plant, oven dried it at about 40 degrees Celsius, after which I now grinded it up into powder form. So it was from this powder form I extracted the active principle before concentrating it and then make my final, the required doses which I needed.
Is the whole plant a candidate for creating the active or just specific parts of the plant?
The stem, precisely, the stem.
Just the stems, okay, very good. And once you prepared the final product, what was the active ingredient? Was it a bioflavonoid? What is the active ingredient in the Fadogia agrestis that you identified?
Okay, the active ingredient is being speculated to be saponin. Androgen-enhancing property saponin possess.
Now, tell the listeners a little bit about the results in the study that you did with rats. Between the control group and the group that was actually given the Fadogia.
All right. Yes, the result showed the phytochemical screening, let me start from there,
sure,
showed that there is the presence of alkaloids, saponin, anthraquinones, and flavonoids. The highest among them here is the saponin, which, of course, was followed by the alkaloids. The percentage of the saponin in the extract, in the stem extract, was about 2.08, while that of alkaloid was 0.32. Flavonoids and anthraquinone appears to have 0.09%. So from this, it was found when the aqueous extract was administered to the male rats, it was found that there was significant increase in mount and intromission latency. Sorry, there was significant increase in mount frequency and intromission frequency, and significantly prolonged ejaculatory latency. While, of course, there was also reduced mount and intromission latency. All these were accompanied by increase in serum testosterone concentration.
Now, you had several groups in the study receiving different dosages based on their weight, correct?
Yeah, that is right. I grouped the animals into four. We have group A, which was the control, and it received the vehicle, that is the distilled water.
Right.
It was given 1 mL of distilled water. That of group B received 18 milligram per kilogram body weight of the plant extract. C and D received 50 and 100 milligram per kilogram body weight, respectively. And these sexual behavior parameters, which are earlier on enumerated, that is the mount frequency, intromission frequency, ejaculatory latency, mount latency, and intromission latency, were evaluated at 24 hours on days 1, 3, and 5.
And it was dose-dependent increase you saw, correct?
Yeah, most especially in the serum testosterone, there was dose-dependent increase.
So What was the range of increase? What was the lowest increase you saw on the lowest dosage and the highest increase you saw on the highest dosage?
Yes, the lowest dosage, the lowest of all the groups, that is...
That was the 18 milligrams.
Okay, the lowest was about 2.5, which, of course, was the control. And the highest, which was recorded on day 5, was about 23.
In the study, it indicates that the increase in serum testosterone levels went from twofold to sixfold higher than baseline on a dose-dependent basis, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Now, you also tested for free testosterone, correct?
Yes, that was the test for free testosterone.
And was the increase in free testosterone, was it a linear increase, or was there a ratio difference between total and free testosterone increase?
No, there was a linear increase, which is similar to what happened in the case of total testosterone concentration.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, what did you determine actually caused the rise in serum testosterone levels in the rats?
Well, what was caused it could be attributed to the saponin content of the plant extract. Going by literature, it has been proved that saponin has the ability to increase the testosterone. So I begin to speculate here that the increase in serum testosterone observed in this my study might, of course, be attributed to the saponin content, going by the fact, again, that saponin is having the highest concentration in the quantitative phytochemical screening done.
Now, the saponin actually had a direct effect on a specific component within the testicles of the rat. You had explained this to me once before. What was the mechanism of action of the Pheidogia agrestis that ultimately increased testosterone levels?
Well, when it was also evaluated, because I went ahead to probe into the mechanism, and I tried to look at the cholesterol content of the testes, and it was found out that the cholesterol of the testes increased. So it is possible that one of the components of the plant extract is responsible for increasing the cholesterol content, probably working on the one of the components of the cholesterol biosynthetic pathway, which in turn is the precursor for testosterone. So the increase in cholesterol may lead to the increase in the testosterone.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and finish up the interview with Dr. Toyin Yakubu.
Talk Radio 1080, WKJK.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy
N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, we are back. We're going to finish up with the interview with Dr. Toyin Yakubu. If you want to go ahead and give me track number 4, Kevin.
As a result of the increase in testicular cholesterol, was there any indication of a rise in total serum cholesterol as well?
Yes, there was also increase in serum cholesterol.
So is it possible that there would be a point of administration that would become unhealthy because of the increased cholesterol levels to an unhealthy level?
One interesting thing about the serum lipids evaluated was that when I calculated the atherogenic index, that is an index that will give you an idea whether the plant could predispose one to atherosclerosis or and its associated diseases or not. It was found out that the level was not could not compare favorably with the control. What I mean is that the level was reduced when it was compared with the control value. So suggesting to us that it may not predispose one to atherosclerosis and its associated diseases of the heart.
Well, because that's obviously very important to anyone who would consider using this as a supplement. Now, is there any toxicity to the Pseudogyra aggressus?
Yes. The toxicity that was observed was on the enzyme. And when I conducted the recovery period for 10 days, because I had to do a recovery test, could the animals recover? What I did was I administered the extract again for a period of 28 days, and thereafter left some animals untreated, unadministered with anything for another 10 days to allow them recover. It was found out that there was recovery evidence in all the enzymes and other biomolecules monitored, at most especially at the doses of 18 and 50. And besides, histological examination only showed that there was mild tubular distortion in the testes alone amongst all the other organs evaluated. So that confirms to me that even the toxicity may be mild and transient.
Now, when the animals were allowed to wash out and they were given time to allow the body to recover from the experiment, did their testosterone levels go back to the normal baselines that they were prior to the experiment?
Yes, the the testosterone level reverted, but not completely. There was a reversion to at the doses of 18 and 50, but that of the 100 milligram per kilogram body weight, there was not complete reversion back to normal at the 10 days recovery period.
Is it possible that by forcing the testes to produce such a high level of testosterone that there were the Leydig cells may have been compromised?
Well, it is likely that they must have increased the functional capacity of the Leydig cells.
Do you have any studies planned for the Fidogia aggressus next?
Well, the plan ahead now is to go ahead and get the active principle precisely now, the active principle, and carry out about the same study again. And then I will be able to pin it completely that, yes, it is this active principle that is involved in doing this work.
So you're going to isolate the saponin, the alkaloids, the bioflavonoids, you're going to isolate them, and you're going to perform the same type of a study, but using the isolates to see which active ingredient is actually causing the increase in serum testosterone?
Yes, that's right. That's the next step now in the study.
Now, when do you expect that you'll launch the next study?
Well, probably in the next couple of months or thereabout.
Who's funding these studies for you, Toyin?
Well, this project work is my PhD work. You know, I told you the other time that I am a student and at the same time a lecturer at the University of Ilorin here in Nigeria. And one of the requirements is that you must do a PhD. So this is my own PhD work at the moment, and the funding has been done majorly by myself, and just of recent when the university awarded staff development grant.
Well, this is all very, very exciting and very interesting. Have you had many people reach out to you and want to know more about this study since it was published in December?
Yes, I've had a series of requests of the reprint article, which I have attended to them now.
Yeah, I would imagine so, especially with there's a current rise in the desire for anti-aging type medicines, of which testosterone therapy has become one of the focal hormones for men. And naturally, it's always best if you could make your own body produce it as opposed to taking an exogenous supplement. And so I would imagine that this would become very in demand once you isolate the actual component of the Fidogia that increases testosterone levels.
Yeah.
I want to thank you very, very much for being on the show today, Toyin. And I wish you good luck with your study.
Thank you very much, Carla.
And that was Toyin Yakubu from the University of Ilorin in Ilorin, Nigeria. That was a pre-recorded interview. So as you can see, the Fidogia aggressus extract has a phenomenal ability to increase natural testosterone levels in men. And I hope that this is going to become a supplement that we'll have available to us here in the United States at some point in time. For those of you who tuned in last week for the show about restoring hypothyroidism and thyroid function with Anthony Roberts, we were preempted by a sporting event that we will have Anthony Roberts on next week. So for those of you who are interested in the information he has about restoring your thyroid, we will cover that subject in next week's show. I wanted to go ahead and thank our guest today, Dr. Michael T. Murray, and you can visit his website at www.drmurray.com, and that's spelled out drmurray.com to learn more about him. And also, you can always go to our website, superhumanradio.com, to get any information that you hear about the show. We have links to all of the websites of our guests and so on. Also, I wanted to thank Toyin Yakubu of the University of Ilorin in Nigeria for taking the time to be interviewed. If you're interested in seeing his study, we have an expanded abstract on the Superhuman Radio website. If you go to superhumanradio.com and then click the link that says library and look for today's show, March 18th, 2006, you will see a link where you can download a PDF of an expanded abstract of his study, and you'll be able to get more details about how the Fidogia extract works and how it was studied. And so we come to the end of yet another show. It went kind of fast. I'm sorry if there were any technical difficulties today with the sound of the quality of the pre-recorded interviews. I did those from home on my phone, tried to keep the buzzing to a minimum, and hopefully you were able to gather some valuable information from that on vitamin methyl B12 as well as the Fidogia agrestis extract. And we will have another great show for you next week when we address hypothyroidism with Anthony Roberts. So I hope you take the time to tune in. This is Carl Lenore signing off for Superhuman Radio, and have a great weekend.
The Talk Station. Clear Channels Talk Radio 1080 WKJK Louisville.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel. Are you bored at work? Listen to the Superhuman channel daily. Catch older episodes of Superhuman Radio, plus listen to Superhuman Radio live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.